Emmanuel. Greet your neighbor, Emmanuel. Tell your neighbor, if God is with you, who can be against you? Can I hear your response? Nobody. On behalf of our Father and the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, we welcome you to today's devotional service in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the special grace of God, I'm here to share with you the message I received from Prophet T.B. Joshua, and I believe this message will position you to have dominion over Satan. Are you ready for that? So for this reason, I am here not to talk about your battles, but to talk about the promises of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's wonderful promises are fully recorded in the Bible. Do you believe that?
Amen.
You may be seated. I repeat, God's wonderful promises are fully recorded in the Bible. When you open your Bible and read with devotion, you will discover that God has made wonderful promises to you personally. Tell your neighbor, I am. Can you relax and smile and say this? Say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I am
a promise carrier.
I am a promise carrier. Say, neighbor, God has made
wonderful promises
to me personally. These promises in the Bible can be forgiveness. This can be sanctification, deliverance, healing, blessing, victory, protection, and salvation. If these promises can be in the form of forgiveness, it means sinners are welcome to God's presence. If these promises can be in the form of sanctification, it means no matter how dirty you are, you can still be sanctified and justified. If these promises are recorded in God's word, the Holy Bible, and can be in the form of deliverance, it means prisoners will be delivered today. Promises can be in the form of healing, then there is hope for the sick. The sick will be healed today.
Amen.
If these promises can be in the form of blessings, there is hope for the poor. The poor will be blessed today because of Christ.
Amen.
If these promises can be in the form of protection, it means someone somewhere has committed himself to your freedom.
Amen.
Has committed himself to your salvation.
Amen.
Now, to to receive these wonderful promises of God into your life, there are many giants, not only on the inside of you, but also on the outside of you, that requires conquering. I repeat, for you to receive these promises of God into your own life, brethren, there are many giants, not only on the inside of you, but also on the outside of you, that require conquering. Check yourself, and you will see that this giant can be in the form of fear. Can be in the form of what? Fear. Unbelief. Doubt. Impatience. I want to leave when God has not said leave. I want to have house when God has not said build a house. This giant can be in the form of impatience, ego, pride, offense, and the like. It can also be in the form of infirmities, sicknesses, diseases, hardship, and the like. Now, for you to conquer these giants, you do not need to have faith in man. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, for you to conquer these giants, you do not need to have faith in man. You need to have faith in God. Say, neighbor, you need to have faith in greater God, who is greater than all. Now, may I ask you these questions? How does God see your giant? How does God see your unpleasant situation? You say you're barren, you say you're owing debt, you say nothing is working out for you, you say you have attacks, nightmares, delay in marriage, hardship, poverty, you've been sacked, you are owing debts, and are calling you. Listen to me. How does God see your giant? How does God see your unpleasant situation? And how do you, as his child, see your unpleasant situation? How do you see your giant? Because the way you see your giant matters. Giant does not kill, but the fear of giant kills. That unpleasant situation you are in does not kill, but the fear of that unpleasant situation kills. How do you see your unpleasant situation? For you to see your unpleasant situation clearly, I mean in the way God sees it, please join me in faith as we listen to today's message titled, A Mere Stopping, A Mere Challenge to God. Can I just say, a mere challenge to God? Say, neighbor, see your situation, see your present situation as a mere challenge to God. Once again, our message, a mere challenge to God. And our proof text shall be taken from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, Let us read. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. Are you there? We take our reading from verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle, and were gathered as circle, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between Succor and Azekah in Ephes Damien. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. Let us go straight to verse 40. Let's go to verse 40. Then he took his staff, he's referring to David. He took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Verse 41. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. Verse 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth. He was only who? A youth. Ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beast of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Tell your neighbor, my situation is a mere challenge to God. My sickness is a mere challenge to God. My poverty is a mere challenge to God. Tell the viewers, your unpleasant situation is a mere challenge to God. David's battle for survival was not a personal challenge, but the one against God. David's giant was a mere challenge to his God. Are you a child of God like David? Do you believe in God? If yes, a giant challenge in your life is a mere challenge to God. God of the universe, the Lord God Almighty, never loses battle. Amen. I have never seen where Satan and his agents conquered God. God Almighty, who sees your situation as a mere challenge to him, never loses battle. He always overcomes. He said, in this world, there will be what? Tribulations. People will insult you and say, you stupid, you are useless, you are not this, you are not that, you are stubborn, you are this, that. In this world, there will be what? Tribulation. Satan has his people. He can use them to do anything to you. God also has his representative, and he can use them to do his own work. Are you a child of God or the other? Whose work are you doing? God Almighty never loses battle. He always wins. The battle for survival for the children of God is not a personal challenge, but the Lord's. Why can't we trust in God's authority rather than man's majority? Why can't we trust in God's authority rather than the weapons of the adversary? Why can't we trust in God Almighty rather than believing in sickness, disease, poverty, or in your unpleasant situation? Trust in yourself and you are doomed to disappointment. Goliath so much trusted himself. Yes, I'm a warrior. I represented my country very well. I fought so many battles and I won. Who is this young man? Who is this young boy? No one confronts me and overcomes. He trusted in himself instead of trusting in God's authority. He trusted a man in his weapon of warfare instead of trusting in God's authority. Trust in yourself and you're doomed to disappointment. See how he was disappointed at the end of the battle. The victory went to David, not to Goliath. Trust in your parents and they will die one day and leave you. There are many orphans that are making it in the world today. Ask them, they will tell you. Never you trust in your parents. Trust in your parents and they will die and leave you one day. But trust in Jesus Christ and you will never be disappointed in time or eternity. Amen. David trusted in God, and God who gives his victory to whom he chooses gave him victory over Goliath. What is your giant? What is your challenge? Is it quarreling at home, fighting, having misunderstanding, nobody seems to understand you? Is it rejection? Is it humiliation? Look at the way David was humiliated. Publicly, it was not in a private place. He was publicly disgraced, embarrassed. He did not rely on what was done to him. He did not rely on what was said to him. He did not focus on his situation, but on God Almighty. tell your neighbor, I love Jesus. I trust him with all my heart. What is your situation? The way you handle your situation matters. It can either guarantee your future or destroy it. What are you going through that no one else has ever gone through in the past? What is being said to you that has mounted up offense in your heart? What have people done to you that has caused you to be offended? This can also be your giant that requires conquering. Learn from David. David trusted in God, and God gave him victory. You don't just begin to dream of victory. You don't just begin to say, I want victory. You must be ready to fight war. You must be ready to do what? Tell your neighbor, life is a warfare. Tell your neighbor, life is a warfare. Life is a battleground where only the serious minded are victorious. He who desires victory or triumph must be ready to embrace war. What war are you fighting in your marriage? What war are you fighting in your relationship with Jesus? What war are you fighting in your finances? If you want to overcome, involve God. Involve God. If you do not want to end up in failure, be sure you begin with or involve God in your matter. What is your challenge? David had a challenge and he spoke the word of faith and he challenged Pharaoh. David had a giant and he spoke the word of faith and the giant fell. When you speak God's word over a person or over a situation, you have released your faith and brought God's power onto the scene. When you speak God's word over that unpleasant situation, you have released your faith and brought God's power onto the scene. Remember, you have the power to conquer. And the power to conquer is in the name Jesus. He said, I come against you in the name of the Lord. Who is the Lord? Can I hear you say Jesus? Can I hear you say Jesus? The power to conquer sin, Satan, and the world have been given to you. And that power is in the name Jesus Christ. The champions of faith, the apostles of the old, used the name Jesus Christ in times of their trials and temptations. And they discovered the secret that shook the whole world. I mean, they overcame. Remember, God Almighty loves you as much as he does any of his children. His love does not keep us from trial. That he loves you does not mean you will not face problem. But he promises to see you through it. Amen. That he loves you does not mean you will not encounter false accusation. People will just say things that you have never done. But he promises to do what? See you through. Today, God will overcome for you. Amen. God will overcome for someone. Amen. Are you the one? Amen. Shout Emmanuel. Amen. He conquered Goliath, the giant, for David. And he will conquer for you today. Whatever situation you're facing, I want you to know that it is just a mere challenge to God. Turn with me to this place. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. The book of John, chapter 10. We'll start reading from verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Did you hear that? My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Verse 30 says, I and my Father are one. Who can separate you from the love of God? Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Can you talk to your situation? Say, you situation. I have dominion over you. I want you to be vibrant. Say, you situation. I have power over you. Say, you Satan. I have dominion over you. I have dominion over you because I walk in spirit in Christ Jesus. Say, I have dominion over you, Satan, because I walk in spirit. Christ Jesus. I'm a child of God. I disagree with anything, any being, anything, any thought or word that is contrary to the word of God. To the will of God in my life. I stand in the name of Jesus to disagree with any thoughts or words that are contrary to the promises of God in my life. man. I have received power to conquer. It is written, behold, I give you power to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers. I cannot see somebody doing this. And to overcome all the powers of the enemy. To overcome all the power of Satan. Nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Tell your neighbor, nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Now tell the viewers, say, viewers, nothing shall by enemies hurt you because of Christ. Right now, permit me to leave you with Jesus. Permit me to leave you with Jesus Christ, the greater one who will defeat your giant today.